Bob Garst spent 22 years in the armed forces. When he retired, much of his job was simply putting a face to the millions who had served in all wars. He volunteered at one of the nation's major military memorials, and his story is one that makes visitors think about the price of freedom. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Bob Garst served two tours in Vietnam and spent a total of 22 years in the military. He then began to volunteer at the National D-Day Memorial in Bedford, Virginia.
There's such a huge part of our population that has no clue about the military. They've never served in the military. No one in their family has ever served in the military. And it's a big mystery.
Bob not only shares the story of the memorial here, but seeks to put a face to those who have served during all wars. The D-Day Memorial opened in June of 2001.
I've had people come here that have been to the World War II Memorial in Washington, and I've had several people tell me that this is a much more moving experience, a much better memorial than the World War II Memorial in Washington. And I think a lot of that is because they do take the tour here, and they're actually interacting with someone who tells the story.
He has taken many people, young, old, Americans, Europeans, history professors, veterans, people from all walks of life on tours of the memorial. He says it's many times hard for people to comprehend the sacrifices made in the fight for freedom.
When I talk about the numbers, like on D-Day, the plaques here show the names of about 4,400 soldiers, sailors, and airmen that died on D-Day. And that sounds like a lot of people, but then it's like, well, where's the reference point? And I point out that during the American Revolution, over a period of about 6 years, the total number of battle deaths during the Revolutionary War of the colonists was about 4,400.
But many people wonder why the National D-Day Memorial is in a town in rural Virginia with a population of just over 6,000 people. The significance of this town in American history is next time as we travel the countryside. In Bedford, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCrae.